Good afternoon. This is EC Tron, where a friend in need is a friend indeed. How may I help you today?
Hey, good afternoon. How are you?
Great. Thanks for asking. How can I help today?
I got myself one of those Link 600 robots a month or so back because I'm actively into sports. And it seems the Links were really good at training and in being practice partners. I'm a tennis player, by the way.
Congratulations on your purchase. That's great to hear. I have a link myself to help me with my running.
Thanks. Yeah, it was great until about a couple of days back. And that's the reason for my call.
Sorry to hear that. What seems to be the problem?
It started with our morning practice at tennis a couple of days back. I used the expert setting, you know, where it plays like John McEnroe, but it missed my serve. For a moment, I thought I had really improved my game, but when it repeatedly missed my serves, I knew something was off. When I asked it to serve, it got faults in two of the three serves. This has never happened before.
I am truly sorry to hear that, but I'm sure we can get that taken care of for you. Based on what you told me, it appears that the robot may be suffering from impaired brain functions. The robot uses mathematical algorithms to determine the action it needs to take based on the environment it is in. In this case, playing tennis. The algorithms help learn the neural pathways or the brain functions that guide the behavior.
Thanks. That's good to know. So, do you need to do something like a neurosurgery on my robot?
Good question. Similar, but not as complicated. The robot most likely encountered a new variable that it was not programmed to recognize from its algorithms. This may have conflicted with its neural pathways. Do you recollect if anything was different in your practice sessions the last couple of days?
Now that you mention it, yes, I had my dog, he's a Labrador, I call him Labby, join us in court. He was acting as our ball boy, running around and picking up stray balls. Sometimes he wouldn't give back the tennis balls, just their nature, I guess. I did see the robot once or twice looking at Labby in a very confused way.
Very good. Yes, that might have confused the robot because their brains are not trained to interact with non-human living things in a sports environment. I'm afraid I will not be able to fix the issue with the pet interaction right away. This is an area of active research for us, and we are working on a prototype logic for robots to consider pets equivalent to humans from an ethical standpoint. But when it's available, we will give you the logic as a free upgrade. In the meantime, please do not include your pet in your practice games with the robot.
Oh, all right. Thanks for sharing that with me. And yes, appreciate if you can get me that upgrade at the earliest.
Absolutely. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, I'm good for now. You've been most helpful. Thank you.